Hello and welcome to a Bird Camp Wonderland, an Arsenal podcast. With me tonight, we have Carl. You all right, Carl?
What's going on, Danny? You good?
I am fat, I am topless, and I'm sweating like an oaf.
That's
Apart from
really a
that.
vision I really do want to see.
But sexy Frank came around and put my bathroom mirror up today, so that's I can't see it though. When I was putting the mirror up, because there's a big, massive mirror and LED lights around it, and he looked at the mirror and he went, "Is that going to be your height? Or is that going to be Sian's height?" I said, "Sian's height, so I can just about see the top of my head in it. If I try and bounce in my chair, I might be able to see the top of my head." I don't know why I had that done. I should have told it to get lost. Anyway, people, you didn't give a shit about that, did you? Also, we have Craig. All right, Craig.
Hello. How are you, sir?
I am. I'm not too bad. How are you?
I'm all right. An absolute pleasure to be on this most magnificent podcast.
Well, we've spoken many times on your podcast.
We have. Yes.
Also with us, we have Lee. It's only the judge. You all right, Judge?
Hello, Danny. How are you? All right?
I'm very good.
I've got to say this. Craig gets a little bit envious when I've been on here a couple of times. So, he really loves this podcast. So,
I'm not envious at all. You know, walking around Dublin being your personal photographer for 6 hours.
You get paid for it, though.
You've got to leave it out. I bought you a Diet Coke.
He bought me a Diet Coke.
Craig, did Lee just click his fingers and go, "Boy, photo"? And
you just say, "Excuse me, Craig, come over here. There's more people here. Look, come on."
Oh dear. Anyway, Craig, tell us about your podcast. I've been lucky enough to be on what, four or five times,
It's brilliant, down, mate. And I must say, one of the most of our top rated guests. A lot of people are asking you to come back, mate. So we're going to have to get you back during the season.
That was me with fake accounts.
Yes, me and the judge run a podcast called The Same Old Arsenal. Very much like yourselves, we pod once a week and we talk about, you know, what's going on and what's going on at the Arsenal the past week. We also do talk about the games and, you know, just generally blabber on really about the Arsenal. You can find us on YouTube, The Same Old Arsenal. You can find us on iTunes, The Same Old Arsenal. And you can find us on Twitter at Same Old AFC. So do drop by and say hello.
And you've got a very busy Facebook page.
Got a very busy Facebook page. The Same Old Arsenal again.
It's a theme there.
It's a theme, yeah. It's a theme, yeah.
It's a genius name, though. I keep saying it. It's a genius name. What a podcast.
Have you got any plan? Go on.
Just to say, like, you know who made that up, didn't you, when he says that, though, like, you know, it's Craig made that up, so that's why he keeps up. Yeah, you know.
So it weren't going to be you, was it?
No, it certainly weren't, because if it was,
if you'd have had your way, it'd be called Judges. Judges is podcast.
Judge for yourself, you know.
Yeah.
Lee, do you have any say in anything that goes on, or do you just give wise words?
No, just a guest, really. That's all I am, you know. Craig just... I'm his bitch when it comes to podcasting. I have to say, like, you know, he just tells me what time, when to be there. And I'm always there, like, you know. So, yeah, that's how it is. So, and quite rightly so, because I have to say that Craig is one of the best, I have to say, hosts that does it. And, I have to say that. So that's
true. He's very good.
He is very good. Not as good as you, Dan, but he's very good. Like,
oh,
you know,
no, I'm bloody terrible. I never claim to be anything. If anyone else is available, I wouldn't be doing this. You're scraping the barrel.
I think I've done it once, and maybe twice. I think
you did it for a couple of times, didn't you?
Very, very, very difficult job to do. Anybody that does it, I tip my hat to them, because it's not as easy as what it looks.
Well, people have got, when they know I'm hosting, they've got very low expectations, because they know one's going to fuck something up and just wobble on about something that's completely irrelevant. But never mind. Craig, have you got any plans for the season of new stuff you're going to be doing? Or any,
not really, mate. I think I'm going to do kind of my own little reviews and previews, I think. I'm going to have a go at it. I'll see how it goes. I've got a green screen today.
Ooh.
And so that's up here. In my little room.
Is it your old Subutio table?
Yeah, my old Subutio table. I've got a few ideas in my head. I've made a few things up on Photoshop today, so stay tuned.
I have seen you are a bit of a wizard when it comes to that stuff. We just use a JPEG for the same thing every time, a little bit of text, and that's it. That'll do. Anything more than that is pushing it. We've got no one of any kind of artistic skills.
I've got my I've got a few little ideas there. I've actually got, I don't know if I'm going to use it or not. I've got a little virtual studio downloaded. So yeah, it might look like I'm on Sky Sports, that kind of way.
You are very innovative, because I remember last season you were doing it all live on Facebook and it YouTube at the same time?
Yeah, and Periscope, all at the same time.
How'd you do that?
Oh, I can't say that.
Trade secrets. That's not for the likes of me to ask.
I'll tell you what, mate, if you did want to do it, it's actually really easy. It's just a program called Restream. It's a browser-based thing. You just connect all your channels up to it, and you get your custom stream key.
Yeah.
And away you go. Just put it into OBS or whatever streaming software you use. Put it into OBS, press play, and it streams out to everywhere.
Because I watch Ian Lee on talk radio every night, and he does that to Mixer, Twitch, YouTube, Periscope, does the lot all in one go.
He's probably using the same software as me, I would imagine.
Might well be. Anyway, should get on with talking about the season. Mr. Judge, what's your thoughts on the transfers that we've made so far this season, in and out?
In and out, I've got to say, at the moment, let's talk about the ones that have come in. I've been quite pleased with the signs, because I think that we've strengthened the areas where we've been weak. And I say that by signing a couple of what I think good, strong midfield players. The French boy, I ain't going to say his name because I don't know it, but he looks a real good find. The couple of games that I've watched, I'm really liking him. I've also, Torello looks like that's someone that we've wanted for a long, long time. On the negative side of that, really, we bought in Socrates, and I don't know how you guys think about it, but someone said it on Twitter, or I was talking to the other day, and turned around and said, is he any better than Gabriel? And what I've seen of him so far, he hasn't really impressed me. I have to say that, but it's only pre-season. But I still think that, you know, Arsenal have lacked a little bit by not going out and getting a real top class central defender, which then, do you know what, Liverpool have done with Van Dijk? He come into the side and it sort of improved everybody around him, you know, and I think that Arsenal missed a trick there by not going. But who knows, though, after we've just been told that Callum Chambers has gone to Fulham, which I can't get my head around that one. I don't understand it. Maybe something's coming in, I don't know. But all in all, we're on a budget of some sort. We know that now because, you know, by what we've bought. And it's looking like we're going to get rid of a few. Again, I have to question a little bit of it, you know, that we've sort of signed contracts for Iwobi, and now we're letting Perez go to West Ham for $4 million, someone said today. Is that correct? I don't know. $4 million? You know, you might as well give him for free. And I just, what's happening with Welbeck? What's happening with Ramsey? Still a few little question marks over a few things. But all in all, I'm looking forward to Sunday, and I think we'll get a positive result on Sunday.
I agree with you. Carl, although we spent about at least an hour yesterday chit-chatting trying to sort out your five minutes bits of audio for an upcoming pod, we've already discussed all of this lot, but was it you that I was talking to that people are going mad saying, we haven't spent enough money, but you look at the fact that we bought all that money we spent in the January transfer window. Was it you I was talking to about that?
No, but...
pretend it was. Pretend to say yes.
Of course it was.
Yeah. What were we saying, Carl?
I mean, let's face it, we cannot compete with the likes of Man City and the likes of Chelsea on their spending power. We never have, and we never will be the sort of club to go out and spend 100 million on a player. We can't spend 80 million on a player that may or may not play. If we spend 80 million on a player, that player is going to be a starter. And it's always been that way. So I'm kind of in what Lee said. I think we strengthened in the right areas, and that's always good. You know, I think we've been crying out for years for a defensive midfielder. We've been crying out for years that we really need a centre-back, and we've got those players. Whether they're of the level that we really, really need, only time will tell. You know, pre-season is a prelude to something that you're just never going to understand, because if we won all our games, people were saying, oh yeah, we're going to win the league by 20 points. If we'd lost all our games, people were saying, oh, we're shit, Emery's got to leave. So until you get into the season, you never know what's kind of got to happen. again, like Lee, Socrates is coming in. For me, what I've seen of pre-season, I'm not overly impressed, but hopefully with time and sort of bedding in with the team, he's going to get better. I'm hoping that, you know, he's going to form a partnership with whoever, whether it be Mustafi, whether it be Mavropanos, whether it be Koscielny, I don't know. I think Callum Chambers leaving is a very, very silly mistake, and I think it will come back to haunt us. I really do, because I think he could have definitely been in the squad, because if Socrates doesn't work out, then, you know, Callum Chambers is there for us to sort of come in. I think, as always, our defence is always going to be the weakest part of our team. It's been like that for the dawn of time. We've always moaned about the defence. Weirdly, our midfield and strikers are quite strong this season, and I'm looking forward to seeing how our midfield and strikers sort of take on the other big teams in the league, because I think it's going to be a really good battle. But the spending power of Arsenal is never going to be up there with the top four or the top five, however you want to see it. But we've got to deal with what we've got. We've got these players now. They're here to stay, and, you know, we are going to get some people leaving. I can't see Jenkinson being in the squad. I can't see Campbell staying. There's, you know, Welbeck, will he or won't he stay? I personally think we should keep him, because we still need more wide players. But, you know, cautiously optimistic about the season going forward.
Good. Yeah, made some good points there. Craig, what's your thoughts on the transfer window so far, and maybe a little bit about the pre-season games, especially the one that you and the judge went to?
I think I'm with everyone else. I mean, I'm really, really impressed by Kondozi, this young lad we brought from Lorient. He's played every game pre-season. I think, you know, obviously playing every game, Emery must like him. And let me tell you, watching him on the telly was good. But actually being in Dublin and watching him, I'll tell you what, we have got a hell of a player on our hands here. I spoke to Lee about it while we were at the game, but I'd start him Sunday. I'd throw him in.
A lot of people have been saying that.
Yeah, why not? We've got this young lad, 18 years old, one of the most composed footballers I've seen of his age on a ball. His mentality is great. He can pass, he can tackle, he can header. He don't mind getting stuck in. He's always looking to let the ball go quickly. When we were playing Chelsea, there was a point in the game where Arsenal got a free kick. He put the ball on the ground and he was trying to release someone straight away, but no one else was ready, you know? So to see that in him is great. You know, he's willing. He wants to get the ball on the floor and he wants to start playing as soon as he's got the ball. Lucas Torreira, or Torreira, however you pronounce it. He goes, you know, he'll go straight into the team for me as well, really. I mean, any man that tries to tackle with his head gets my shout. Socrates, not convinced, mate. Not convinced. I mean, you've only got to ask Lee. The back four in Dublin were absolute dross. They were so poor. Bellerin, Klosniak, Mustafi, and Socrates. I mean, if it wasn't for Petr Cech, we would have been 3-4-0 down at half time in Dublin last Wednesday. They're slow. They, you know, you talk about turning on a sixpence. These were turning on a 50p. You know, like they don't move. They're just so slow. They're so easy to get round. The ball goes over the top. They're just not aware. And it is a worrying thing for us. I agree with Cole. From midfield up, we're great. You know, there's a lot of teams in the Premiership that would love to have what we've got from midfield up. But at the back, we're terrible. So at the back worries me a bit. But hopefully, I mean, if we concede 5 with the players that we've got up front, we can score 10. So it don't matter.
Lee, do you remember back when Ozzy Ardiles was Spurs manager and they had Ilie Dumitrescu and they had all the people like that and they had no defence? Do you think that maybe that's what Emery's trying to do? Because with the likes of, I'm not going to list all of our strikers and our midfielders, we could win every game 5-4. Do you think that's maybe what he's planning to do?
Do you remember that, the old Spurs famous 5? It didn't last very long. And he got the sack, like, you know what I mean? But, so hopefully not, you know. I think that... What I don't know about you guys, you know, just quickly going on to Emery, I've quite liked, you know, like watching the Charity Shield on Sunday, and he's there watching the game. Like that, I was quite encouraged by that, you know. So it seems like we're, you know, Arsene Wenger's attitude was, oh well, we're Arsenal, we ain't got to worry about the opposition. Well, you know, modern day football, you do, and so I think that was quite encouraging, you know. But I think the worrying side of it is what Craig has said there. Defensively, we was poor. You know, on Wednesday, I watched Chelsea have at least four one-on-ones in 45 minutes. Also, they scored from an header, which they repeated the same thing in the second half, and he put it wide, and it wasn't rectified. And then I watched Manchester City on Sunday, and Chelsea never got one one-on-one. And you know, you just feel that. You know, yeah, you can work with players, and I'm a little bit worried where everybody just thinks that Emery's going to come in and all of a sudden coach the Mustafis and to make these into world-class players. He's a coach. He's not a magician, you know. And I just think with someone like Mustafi, you know, he just doesn't dominate aerial battles for me, and so that means there's always something can happen off of that, if you know what I mean, like that, you know. And I just feel that we're lacking that, what I would say, an out and out defensive ball winning central defender. And do you know what, when you go back into all the Arsenal history and all the times that I've thought, we've always had one, you know, apart from these last 4 or 5, 6, 7 years, and that's why we've not been, you know, challenging. We're used to having Tony Adams, Sol Campbell, you know, Martin Keown, you know, didn't get in all the time. I thought was a fantastic defender. If he was now in his prime, you know, we'd be all lauding him as the best thing since sliced bread, you know what I mean? But it was, oh, well, Martin Keown, he does a job. Or, do you know what I'm saying? Like, you know, these players, you know, we just don't seem to have. And, you know, this Socrates coming in, whatever his name is, you know, he looks a lump. I'm being honest, without being horrible, you know. And I look around at all the other guys, you know, the Aubameyangs, they've all got the six packs, and they're looking lean and mean. And, you know, even Kolasinac looks like he's shed a few pounds, you know. But, you know, is Socrates skipping training, or is he eating too many bars in the canteen or something? I don't know. I don't know why he's not quite in that same sort of build as the other guys. And it is a worry. Defensively, we're a worry, you know. Bellerin seems to get roasted more often than not these days. You know, now, and everybody's sort of saying, like, a 34-year-old defender's going to be our messiah in there. Well, you know, I'll wait and see on that. And love and behold, then, I thought Kolasinac was doing okay. Not saying brilliant, was doing okay. And all of a sudden, now he's out for 2 months. So, you know, and our left-back situation is Maitland-Niles now, you know. So I just feel with Arsenal that the defence is always going to let us down, and I just know it's going to do it. And I don't want to be negative because I'm trying to be positive. I've got some exciting players going forward. I'm loving Aubameyang up front. He's the way he is, and the personality that he's got seems to make the team spirit in the club fantastic. And I think he's one of these guys that will talk to the fans, you know. I was lucky enough to be at Bournemouth, and he was right by the, you know, right by us. It was only like touching distance, and as he's walking past, he's talking to the fans. You know, such a refreshing side of that to the club. So I just think that, you know, please sort out this back four, and that is my only concern going into the new season. And Petr Cech, you know, made some good saves. So, you know, hopefully he's going to step up a little bit with a little bit of pressure coming from behind, which he's not had for a long while as well.
Well, that's a brilliant answer. Carl, Lee was just saying that about the Chelsea situation. You remember a couple of years ago with Leicester, that was when the league was the most open. Do you agree that at the moment, Leicester, I mean, Spurs are in turmoil, Chelsea are in turmoil, Man United, like, I'm sure you definitely was you that said that Jose is ready to start to have his 3-year breakdown.
Oh, yeah. By Christmas, I think yeah. he'd definitely be gone.
So then it's going to be us, Liverpool, and Man City. And then Liverpool are notorious bottlers when it comes to the big time, whether they've been fouled and pushed over and then alleged that it was all the other person's fault. So do you think this could be our season? So maybe top two?
Man City, I think, has definitely got it wrapped up. I think you don't win the league by 19 points and then the next season fall off. That's not going to happen. They are...
They're
flipping brilliant. Let's face it, they are. Liverpool, I think they have made some absolutely brilliant signings, and I hate to admit, because I flipping hate Liverpool so much, but they have made some very, very good signings. Whether they can sort of get together and play together remains to be seen. Mo Salah, you know, whether he can repeat what he did last season, I'm not too sure, but, you know, time will tell and we'll get to see. I think we'll definitely get top four, because I think Spurs... you know, I think without them making the signing, you know, I think they're going to fall off. There's people there that are not happy there. You know, you've got Danny Rose, who has openly said he wants to leave. You got a few other defenders who said they want to leave. And, you know, they weren't brilliant last season. So I think this season, they're not going to be as good as they were last season. That's definite. They're not going to be. So I think we can definitely get top three. I mean, in my head, I think Man City definitely, and I think you got to say Liverpool will probably get second. Man United are, unfortunately, if Mourinho does his normal antics and fucks up, hopefully by Christmas he'll be fucking gone, right? Because he'll just moan and moan and moan that he didn't get the players that he wants, and he'll fuck the players off so much, because at a time he'll start blaming the players, because that's what he does. He'll start deflecting when they'll win, and then they'll start losing to shitty teams, and then he'll start blaming the players. I mean, he's already got a problem with Martial, you know, finding him for going to see his newborn son, which is just absolutely outrageous. It's fucking weird. And, you know, there's talks of Pogba going to Barcelona. I don't know how true that is. And if they come in with a big enough bid, will Pogba's head be changed or be turned? So, you know, Man United look like they're in a bit of a turmoil, which is great for us. You know, I hope they do collapse. So I think top three is definitely within reach for us. And I think it's definitely achievable.
Yeah, I agree. Craig, I don't know if you've heard the same rumours that I have, that that Blue Peter are arranging a giant bring and buy sale for Spurs to get some transfer money in. What's your thoughts on the upcoming season for the big five teams and Spurs?
The big five teams and Spurs? Well, hopefully. I mean, I've been having a bit of a banter with my... I've actually had friends who support Spurs. What are they now? 400 million over budget. It's not going to be. You know, has anyone seen the video of the builder? He got an Arsenal shirt and he wrote across it, "Arsenal won the league here twice." He folded it up and he threw it into one of the joists.
It's
going to be there forever. Spurs. I don't know. I think they'll be there or thereabouts. You know, they've got a good striker in Harry Kane. They, you know, relied on him last year too much. They'll probably rely on him again this year too much. And he'll probably score another hatful of goals. As much as I don't like to admit it, he's class, Harry Kane. And I'd have him at Arsenal all day long. Top five. Will Arsenal be in the top five teams? I'm not too sure, Danny, to be honest. I'm not too sure. I don't think we will be.
Oh, cheeky. You're the only person I know who said that.
Yeah, no, I'd like to think we will be, but I just don't know. There's too much. You've got Emery coming in, new team, new division, new culture, a new footballing culture for him. Has he got the players? Has he got the squad for a top four finish? That's what worries me. Has he? Do you think he has? I don't think he has.
Oh, go on. I was going to ask Lee, does he think that?
I don't think we have. If Aubameyang gets injured, you know, we've got Lacazette. Okay, we've got Lacazette. If Mustafi or Socrates gets injured, we've got Holden to come in. If Bellerin gets injured, we've got Lichtsteiner. You know, it's not a squad like, you know, not like Man City's, where every player on the pitch is a star and every five of their subs is a star. You know, I don't know. I don't think I'm going all negative now, and I really don't want to because I'm looking forward to this season so much. But I've just got this little thing in the back of my head that it's not going to go according to plan this season. I don't know, Lee. What do you reckon?
I'll see where you're coming from. I honestly think one good thing going for us, we've got a little bit of a safety in it with the Europa League, and I think that'll ease a little bit of pressure. And I mean that by that we was poor. I think it was absolutely atrocious last season. It's one of the worst seasons ever. But we got to the semi-final. Now, they're obviously in the Europa League at the moment, will be Chelsea. But, you know, Arsenal's luck last season that Atletico Madrid dropped down to it on normal circumstances. When they come second in the Spanish League, you know, they picked up after Christmas, and we was just unfortunate that we got them in the Europa League. So I feel that we can take the pressure off us a little bit there now. And I honestly do believe that it comes down to the first three games. And I still got this feeling, I don't know how you guys feel about this, that we, how I look at it, of all the top teams, we have had Aubameyang, Mkhitaryan, Lacazette, Ramsey, who I would say are our four focal strikers, attacking players, that have not gone to the World Cup. And they've been training from pre-season since day one. Now, what other team in the league has got that? What other team has got that? None. So we've got an advantage going into the season where, you know, Harry Kane only just turned up for training yesterday. You know, we've had all our guys there for 5-6 weeks. That's surely got to be an advantage going. You know, I watched Chelsea on Sunday. They're in disarray at the moment. Not for their own fault. We've got players not there. Little bit of transfer going on. So is it a good time to be taking on Chelsea? I think so. So we've got like the first two games. Listen, 5 or 6 weeks into the season, Manchester City are going to be up and running in the Champions League and the league, and the De Bruyne's and all those sort of guys are going to be back. You know, De Bruyne wasn't, you know, he's not going to be at his absolute best come Sunday. So we've got a real good chance of you know, going under the radar a little bit and picking up some points that I don't think, if we was playing the teams, say, in mid-September, October, we would do, you know.
Sorry to come across you there, but that's what I'm worried about. Even sitting here now, I've got visions of Mustafi slipping over and someone running through and, you know, but 50 pence heads, you know, fella going to header it out and header it in their own goal and, you know, that kind of thing. It's the things we're all used to as Arsenal fans, you know, the ball coming through and going through someone's legs or tripping over each other or that kind of
thing. I get that. That can happen and all that. But, like, you know, I'm trying to look in the positives here. I'm like, trying to be positive. You know, Kompany, for instance, is not going to be 100% fit. You know, you don't want him up and running like he can do. You know, so I just feel that our forwards, can get at the Chelsea and Manchester City defences that are not going to be quite at it.
Yeah. And I know that Arsenal, I know that we can beat anyone on our day. But it's just how many days have we got in us in the season. That's all I'm worried about.
You know, someone made a real good point. I was talking to yesterday, my mate Russ made it, that Arsenal, I think, won 3 games last season. If they were to, that which is so under par, it's unreal. So say if they got to a par of away performances, you know, like, I don't know, you know, what would be a par, say like 8 or 9, we would have been in the top four last season. So we've only got to sort out our away form and that put us in the top four.
Mm.
So
yeah, good point. You know, that's a great point, to be honest. Yeah.
So I think that we've got to look at the positives. I do feel it's a good time to play Manchester City. Like, you know, I get the point. It ain't a great time to play Manchester City. I watched them the other day, and they, you know, their second string team would get into the top six. You know, that's how good they are. You know, so it ain't gonna be a great time to play Man City. But if I had a choice of playing Man City, I'd rather take them on now than in 2 or 3 weeks' time and when they're really up and running. And, you know, so don't knock a gift horse in the mouth. This take this opportunity and get some points on the board. You know, imagine if I'm not saying that we're going to, but you imagine if we did, we beat Manchester City, and then that would give us great confidence going to Chelsea. Beat Chelsea, 6 points out of those two games, we're in a good position. We'll probably end up with none now that I've said that, but you know, like
that's just my worry. We'll beat Manchester City. We'll go and beat Manchester City. We'll beat Chelsea. We'll be, you know, up there, and then we'll go away to Burnley and lose. And then we'll be at home to Wolves and lose. And then we'll be at home to Liverpool and win. Do you know the Arsenal way? You know, beat all the good teams and get poor results. Arsenal seem to be so good at doing this where other teams around us will lose and we'll need to win. And as soon as we need to win to climb the table, we don't. How many times did that happen last season?
Yeah, but that was Arsenal under Arsene Wenger, who was, for me, in his later years, was a perennial bottler. And most of the players, I mean, I was wondering, I mean, I even thought maybe doing this myself, all the players that have left the club in the last 12 months, go and have a look through transfermarket.com history and then find out the last game that those lot all played together. And I bet there was a game in the last 18 months where every single one of those players played in that game. So it's a whole new mentality, a whole new manager, a whole new training, whole new coaches, virtually a whole new squad. And I'm full of confidence. I shouldn't be, but...
I am full of confidence, but I just... It's just that nightmare all the time. You know, I toss and turn at night about it. Mustafi in the middle and with Socrates. You know, there's going to be this thing of Wengeritis as well, Danny. They've got to get that out of their system. You know, they've got to get away. They players are going to come in and they're still going to be playing the Wenger way. I just hope, like Lee says, I just hope we hit the ground running. Beating Manchester City and beating Chelsea would be marvellous. Don't get me wrong, I'd be singing from the top of the tower if we beat Manchester City and Chelsea for 6 points. But I'm sure many of the listeners understand what I'm saying. There's always that car crash waiting to happen with us.
I was just going to say that, but the mentality has got to change, because if Liverpool are playing Man City or Manchester United are playing Man City, I feel, because they're at home, I think that Liverpool can turn over Manchester City, and I feel that Manchester United can, because they're the home side. So we've got to have that attitude. We're at home, and we've got to have that mentality that when everybody comes at home, we've got to be the favourites.
Yeah,
it doesn't matter who we're playing. You know, we're at home, and you know, I even think that, you know. Even last season with Tottenham at Wembley, I always felt that Spurs would beat Manchester United, beat the likes of those big teams, because they come at it and go for it, like, you know. So we've got to get that attitude. And I understand what Craig's saying, because we're so used to it. But everything's changed now. It's a new era, new slate. We've got to go. If the fans turn up on Sunday with that sort of attitude, and I'm not having a go at Craig here, because we're all like that, we're gonna suffer that. Those fans have got to go in there on Sunday, and and be right up for it, right from the word go, right up for it, like they have been on a few occasions. And I believe that the fans will be on Sunday, right up for it. As I said to Craig yesterday, for the first time since I can remember, that all my mates that I go Arsenal with are all going on Sunday, every one of them. Now, for the last few years, I've got my mates that have turned around and said, no, they're still season ticket holders, no, not going until he's gone, not going to this. They're picking and choosing their games and whatever, but every single one of them is back on Sunday. And I think that there's going to be a majority, a lot of fans like that, that are coming back for the first time, that have been away for a little while, you know. For instance, away tickets are a lot harder to get this season than they were last season. A lot of the fans are going to come back, so not giving them their tickets to tourists, or they're not giving them to their mates who are taking their kids and all that. It's all that proper hardcore fans coming back, and I feel that that could push us to get a good atmosphere back at the ground. And you know, I do believe that. I really do. You know, I might be wrong, but that's how I feel.
I've gone to sleep,
mute as normal. I'll just say my bit before Danny. Well done.
Go on.
comes back. I think what you're saying about the Wenger-itis, I think as soon as we lose a game, it will be, Arsene Wenger wouldn't have lost that game, or if we lose, if we do lose to Man City and somehow we lose to Chelsea as well, it will be just like, oh, we should never got rid of Wenger. And I think we kind of need to forget about Arsene Wenger. I mean, Arsene Wenger was a brilliant manager and he done a lot for this club, but he's gone now and we need to not go back to him, because if we keep on doing that, it's he's always going to be sort of at the forefront of our minds. And as much as you know, I love Arsene Wenger and he's done a lot for the club, he's now gone, he's not here. We have a new era. So many people wanted change. We now have that change, and you have to give this guy time to bed in. You know, he may not hit the ground running, he may have to take time to find out exactly what his best team is. And if we do lose some games, you know, it's not going to be great, but at least he'll get better as the season goes on. And by hopefully, you know, late September, October, we hit the ground and we're running and we know exactly what our best team is and we start winning those games and climbing up the table.
I mean, don't get me wrong, I'm not sitting here saying, oh God, you know, we're not gonna get in the top four or the top five. I just think for Emery to finish in the top four or top five in his first season, it's gonna be a massive ask.
Yeah.
It's gonna be a massive ask for him, you know. And like he said, the Europa League could be our guiding light back into the Champions League this season. But I just think we're putting too much pressure on Emre in his first season. Like I said, for him to get us into the top four or top five or even win the Europa League, I mean, you know, here's me sitting here asking him to win the Europa League. It's going to be a tough ask for him. But I hope he gets it right, and it, you know, I'd be behind him 100%. You know, if we lose, if we draw, if we win, I'll be behind him. But just think, it's a tough ask. That's all I'm saying.
Got a question for? I was listening. Sometimes I forget that I'm meant to be asking the questions. I was sitting back listening to. Got a question for all of you. Start with you, Carl. When was the last time you were this excited for a new season?
Oh, I think the season after we came second to Leicester, because I thought to myself, we came second and Leicester were lucky to win the league. I mean, they play good football, let's not get it wrong, but I think they were lucky to win the league. And I thought to myself, you know what, we can actually go on and almost do something. And I think that's the season that we didn't make the sign. Well, when we ever make the signs we really need, we don't really ever do that, do we? But
you do now.
Yes, we do. But I thought we would kick on, and that was the season we finished fifth, wasn't it? So we didn't really do what we're supposed to do. So at the beginning of the season, I was so up for it. I really was. And every season, I'm kind of weirdly, you know, in my back of my mind, I'm like, you know, we might do well this season. And, you know, come September, October, I mean, last season, we was out of the title race by October, which was just absolutely ridiculous. It really was. But I've never been this excited for a season. I'll be very honest. Like, it's been a long time since I have been. Maybe I'm putting too much hope and expectations on Unai Emery, but you know, if you're not optimistic about going into the season, then what's the point? You have to sort of be happy going into the season and wishing for the best, because if not, then you're just going to be miserable for the whole season and you're not going to enjoy football. And that's what we hope we're here for, to enjoy the game.
Craig, what's your answer?
I do get excited every season, but I suppose the last time I got really excited would have to be the season after the Invincibles, because I wanted them to do it again. And I thought we were going to do it again. That's the last time I feel like I do now. I do get excited every season because, you know, the Arsenal's back, and you, in the back of my head, I think, well, we can do well here, we can do well here. And like Cole says, we always fall away by kind of October, November time. And playing catch up for the rest of the season. But really excited for this season. Really, really excited. I've got the change that I wanted. I wanted Arsene Wenger to go. I've wanted Arsene Wenger to go for a long, long time. But I finally got my wish. We now have a new manager. We now have a new regime, new coaches, new ideas, new players. Really, really excited to see what he's going to do. Like I said before, he's going to need time. He is going to lose some games. He is going to draw some games, and hopefully, you know, he's going to win some games. This is a given. But really excited for this season. I just hope he hits the ground running, because If he loses a few games on the trot there, I don't know if our fans are going to turn on him. You know, we know what our fan base is like. No, it's probably the weirdest one in the whole league. If he loses a few games in on a row, are people going to get on his back? You know, but very excited for this season, Dan. Very excited indeed.
Good. Lee, when was the last time you were this excited? What season?
The first season we went into the Emirates. I was excited for that. And yes. I was really buzzing for that season. Couldn't wait to get into the new stadium and everything like that. And that's it for me the last time. And I am really looking forward to this season. But that's it since then, you know. I think the last few years I've not really looked forward to it at all, you know, when we've been signing unknown Japanese strikers and things like that. And, you know, so, yeah. So, for me, I was really excited about going into the new stadium. I don't know if you remember it. It was a buzz going up to the Emirates and, you know, just to see the stadium and whatever. And, yeah, so that would be the season for me.
Yeah, some interesting answer there. Mine's a toss-up between the season after the Invincibles, but again, that next season, we were second in the league. We won the FA Cup, we won the Charity Shield, and did terrible in the Champions League. I think we got to the last 16, possibly. But then the season after that we won the Champions League runners-up, I thought we had a terrible season in the league. I think we finished fourth or fifth, about 10, 15, 20 points behind the team of others. And I thought, well, we're going to go on from that, aren't we? We're going to go on. We're going to buy the players. All the big players in the world have seen that we're a big club and we can go on and do better stuff. And we didn't. We lost to Chelsea in the League Cup final.
That was very nice.
No, that was shit. And it was sat in that League Cup final and I went, I'm never going again after this season. I went a couple of games the next season and I've not been for a decade. I'm going back this season, people. I'm going back.
You are, son.
Go on. You see a big, fat, bearded, bald bloke wheeling around going, beep, beep, get out of my way. And eating my own weight in crisps during the game. Then you know I've officially arrived. Right, we've been going for 40 minutes. Quickly from each of you. Where do you think we're going to finish this season, Carl? I don't know if we talked about it, but you're giving an exact position. Good. Craig, where do you think?
Fifth.
Oh, you cheeky monkey. Lee? Go on, please say second.
Fourth.
Oh, you shitbag.
That's very harsh, but I can't see it getting anywhere near Manchester City and Liverpool. I think Liverpool have bought fantastically well. They've strengthened their weaknesses with top players. We've strengthened their weaknesses with unknown players. They've strengthened their players with top class. Doesn't mean to say it's going to work, but I like what they're doing in Liverpool. I can't see us getting near them. We weren't even near them last season. And you still can't underestimate Manchester United. Not just in this transfer window in January, they'd be prepared to spend if things are not going right well. And as Carl said, they could be without Mourinho at that time. So for the new manager, I don't think you can write them off. And I think it's a real battle between ourselves, Chelsea, and Tottenham for that other space. And I think that I've just got a little feeling that we just get it this time.
Well, I think we've got to think positive. There's two more days of the window left to go. We will no longer Arsenal it up because Wenger is gone. Most of the players that he used to rely on, his little favourites, they've all buggered off. And I'm going to go, come on, we can get second. It's going to be a glorious season, people. Before we go, Craig, do you want to give people a little reminder of where they can catch your podcast?
Yes, come and see us on YouTube at the same old Arsenal. Again, you can subscribe to us on iTunes. Come and follow us on Twitter at same old AFC. We'd love to see you come and say hello. Tell us that Danny sent you.
We're also on Instagram. You keep forgetting that one.
Instagram. Sorry.
Is that just pictures of you, Lee?
To be honest with you, Lee's going to be in control of Instagram, really, because he's the one who goes to all the games. Because, you know, as some people say, I'm not a real fan. Because I live abroad and watch them on telly. So I'll let the real fans take the real photographs. So
Fuck them.
Lee will be running that, really.
Oh, good. Yes. Right. Thank you very much, gentlemen, for joining me. This has been a really interesting show. So thank you very much, Carl.
Pleasure, Danny. Thank you for having me on.
We shall speak more in the season. Thank you very much, Craig.
Thank you very much, Danny. We look forward to getting you onto our one as well.
And hopefully we'll get you on for a couple of podcasts during the season. You know, somebody might die.
Great. That would be great.
Shoehorn you in.
Absolutely. That would be my pleasure.
And Lee, brilliant as always, the judge. Thank you very much.
He's gone.
Is he gone?
Yeah, I just see my little notification come up and say Lee Judges has left. He probably needs to put some money in his meter.
Do we wait for him to come back? This will make for an interesting end of the podcast shenanigans.
he's probably there stressing. I wish I could be a fly on the wall because he'd be, "What's up, Michelle? What's going on?"
I love it when he does that doing your live shows and he can't get something to work.
Michelle!
Or maybe something, a fly landed on his new top and he's had to go in quickly.
One of his hairs are falling out of place and he can't see what he's doing.
Oh dear. So should we just go now then? I'm going to leave this in at the end of the podcast. So we'll go. Lee, it's been great, Lee. Thank you for joining us, Lee. Someone pretend to be Lee.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. Thanks a lot. Yeah, you know what I mean? Yeah. Thanks, Danny.
cheers, Lee. Right, this has been a Birdcamp Wonderland and Arsenal podcast. Thank you very much for listening, people. And I think the saying is keep it Arsenal.
And also, fuck Ellis.
You shitbag.